Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for giving us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit would say to us today. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' wonderful and awesome name. Somebody say amen. Amen and amen. Well, it was a blessing last night. You know, we, Lindsay and me, went over to Portland. You remember the name of the church over there? In His Presence. It's a, what you said, yeah. But God is doing a marvelous work in the Hispanic community in this church across in Portland, right? We found faith in Portland. Hallelujah. And the, who was the singer?
Sam Rivera.
Sam Rivera was there, and you can search him out. Just an amazing minister, sings amazing music in English and Spanish, but it was just awesome to see all these families there and worshiping God together in Spanish, and just an amazing thing to see God moving. And you know, God has a great big family, right? It's bigger than these four walls, right? And of all nationalities, and it doesn't matter, all ages, right? The pastor there was a woman, and her brother helps, and they're just beautiful people. Right, and just preaching the gospel and seeing God move in that community over there, and it was just a great thing to see. Right, but it's what Christmas is all about, right? And I think sometimes Christmas can become a little annoying at times. I don't know about you. There's actually a list on the internet I found of like the 10 most annoying Christmas movies of all time. Right, but yet we still got to watch them. Right? No, just kidding. Some of the hallmarks, you know, it's like the same story, just different people, everyone, right? So, right, but sometimes, you know, when the season starts becoming annoying, it's good to remember why the season is here, right? It's bigger than Santa, bigger than gifts, bigger than Christmas lights and, you know, all of the shopping malls and all these kind of things, the music. Right? Sometimes I think the radio stations like have the exact same playlists. And it's like they have their list of the 10 songs everyone wants to hear, and it just kind of loops, right? But hallelujah, it's Christmas, right? But the Lord has just kind of brought me back this year to just remembering, and it might sound really simple, but remembering that the reason why we put a tree up, the reason why we give gifts, the reason why we put lights up, the reason why is Jesus, right? We need to let it shine. We need to shine for Jesus in every area of our life. Somebody say, shine for Jesus. And it's really about joy. The term Merry means joy. Merry Christmas, not miserable Christmas, right? Amen. And there's some people that get extra miserable this time of the year. They're already miserable. Seeing you happy and your Christmas lights on, they want to burn your house down. And they're the ones that have the bumper stickers of the dinosaur eating your family. Right? You've seen those. Hate the family. Hate Christmas. Hate the fish, you know, the Christian logo fish. And it says in chips. Right? They don't get it. They don't get it. Right? They're blind to the joy. Right? But as Christians, we got no business in being blind and deaf to the joy that's in it, right? Because it's Jesus. This is the time of the year, even though we all know this is not, Jesus was not born on December 25th, right? He was born actually probably in September. But it's the day that we honor it, right? It's the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. Amen? And why do we do that? Right? What's the big deal? Oh, it's a big deal. Somebody say, it's a really big deal. Jesus being born into the earth, there is no bigger deal than the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ into this planet. Because I'll tell you why. This planet was going to hell in a handbasket. Since the Garden of Eden, when Adam ate the fruit and Eve ate the fruit, that brought the curse onto all of humanity and cursed this entire planet to death. To death. The wages of sin is death. But even in that moment, If you go back to Genesis, I think it's Genesis chapter 2. And the serpent, you know, Satan can just, like Shelley was talking about earlier, the devil can find unique little pathways that we aren't looking for to try to get at us. Well, in the Garden of Eden, he put on the form of a serpent, right? And serpents were probably, in the Garden of Eden, were probably beautiful animals. Everything in the Garden of Eden was beautiful, right? And he came and he told a lie, right? He questioned God's words and told Eve, you know, the tree, the fruit tree, and God said, "This fruit tree is mine. All the other fruit trees you may eat of, but this one is mine." That was Adam's tithe, right? "This one, Adam, is mine." There was no mystical aura. If you've seen like I remember the cartoon version of Beauty and the Beast, and he's got the rose that's in the glass jar, and it's glowing and sparkling, and "Don't touch the rose!" Right? There was not this mist. I don't believe there was a mystical aura about this one tree. No, what there was a command regarding it. God said, "That tree is mine, don't touch it." Right? So Satan deceived Eve, you know the story, and she ate the fruit, and Adam was right there, and he ate the fruit with her. And God said, "The day that you eat of this, you will surely die." And that is the point. Everybody say, that's the point. That sin entered the world. Didn't even get past the first two people. Right? But God already had a plan. It didn't surprise him. Does anything really surprise God? And we, you know, if you read along, God came walking in the garden after that point. He didn't just... Fire didn't fall from heaven. No. Right? He came walking through the garden. "Adam, where are you?" Well, they were hiding. They realized the glory of God departed. They understood they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover themselves, right? The whole thing of sin, the sin problem is people trying to cover themselves. Right? Even in 2023, going into 2024, people have congressmen and women to cover them in their sin. Lawyers, whatever, big tech, media, to cover their sin. These people say, "My sin is okay, so I'm covered." Oh, no, you're not. You are uncovered. If Jesus Christ is not Lord of your life, you are uncovered and still on your way to a place called hell. That's just the reality of it. I didn't write this book, right? Those are the words of God. But if we come to Jesus, because God in the Garden of Eden, he comes, you remember, if you've read the story, he tells the serpent, "You are cursed now forever to crawl on your belly." And I don't know if there's another animal on planet Earth that people hate more than snakes, right? They freak people out. I had a guy the other day in my pest control job, and I'm pretty sure he was hallucinating. We have some places that we go that are, where people are, they're dealing with demons and mental issues and this kind of stuff. And he had a chair up against the cupboard, you know, under his sink, and I'm looking for cockroaches in his apartment. They're everywhere, right? And he's like, "Don't move that chair, don't move that chair." He's like, "There's a snake in there, man, there's a snake in there." Like, okay, brother, I'm not going to move the chair. Fear entered the world at that point. But Jesus tells the snake, Jesus, the Father, right? God tells the snake in the Garden of Eden, he's coming. Who's coming? Who's coming, right? He says, "You will bruise his heel, but he will bruise your head." Right? He was telling the snake, the devil, that Jesus is coming to save the world. Amen. So even right there in the Garden of Eden. So why is Christmas such a big deal? Because we remember it's the time that Jesus showed up. Jesus showed up on the scene. And yeah, it was like, I don't know, 4,000 years after the Garden of Eden when he showed up. But to God, remember, a day is as 1,000 years. Right? So even since Jesus came and lived and died and rose again, it's only been a couple of days in God time. Right? Amen? So we celebrate because Jesus came and defeated sin once and forever and for all time, right? But I want to read to you the story of his birth in Luke chapter 2. So if you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 2. And we're going to focus just on one of those verses, but I want to read to you 1 through 20 anyway. But our key verse, our foundation text is Luke chapter 2, verse 10. But I'm going to read to you the first 20 verses. It says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior.'" Somebody say a Savior. Not a baby, right? Not a king. Not a religious leader. A Savior, right? That's what the world needed. God, our Heavenly Father, knew the world needs to be saved. Right? "Who is Christ the Lord? And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now," somebody say now. Let me ask you this. When is it a good time to come to Jesus? Somebody say, how about now? Tomorrow is no guarantee. Oh, I'll get saved tomorrow, right? When I'm done sinning, I still got some good weed. Still got 4 girlfriends. Still got some sinning to do. But one of these days, I'm going to come. No, somebody say, now. Come as you are. Well, yeah, but see, I'm too dirty. I'm too messy. I got to clean myself up before I come to Jesus. That's like getting a compounded leg fracture. If you've some of these NFL games, it's like, oh, I can't even look. I can't even look at what that guy just did to his leg. When is it time for that guy to get to the hospital? Somebody say, now. Yeah, but my leg is all busted up. It's going to be embarrassing. As soon as my leg gets better and I can put weight on it, then I'll go. No, somebody say, go now. So when is it a good time to come to Jesus, church? Now. Hallelujah. And how do you do it? Is he somewhere? Do you have to go to Jerusalem? Do you have to go climb a mountain and climb a bunch of stairs, spin a bunch of beads, light enough candles, say no to some sin enough times? No, you come to him by faith as you are. As you are. Because don't you know the most holy and pure and righteous person you can think of still has sinned and still needs Jesus. Amen? So somebody say, come now. Come now. Amen. So the shepherds said, let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Did you see that interview with the Boston Celtics coach this past week? And the royal family, who's it, Kate and Henry? Is that their names? The ones that were in Boston. William and Kate were in Boston from England, right? Royal family. And they asked the coach of the Celtics afterwards, was it special having the royal family at the game tonight? And he looked at him like, are you talking about Mary, Joseph, and Jesus? That's the only royal family I'm interested in. I enjoyed that, right? God bless William and Kate and England and all that. But amen, right? You're talking about Jesus. Jesus is the king. Amen. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known. These are the first evangelists. I'm telling you what, if there is a time in planet Earth's history for evangelists, it's now. And these shepherds didn't have 10 years of Bible college and seminary. They met Jesus and they went and told somebody. They made widely known, right? Saying, which was told them concerning this child. And those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told to them. Hallelujah. Well, I want to focus in right now because I believe there's a breakthrough of joy for us this Christmas season. Because the enemy wants to come in and just bring depression and strife and issues and fears and worries and concerns. There's just simply a lot of bad news in the world. And it's 24/7. Fear sells, but there's just a lot of bad news going on in the world. These are the end times. But if you'll notice, the angel said back here, I bring you good news. Somebody say, Jesus is good news. The gospel actually means good news, right? So Christmas is good news, which is why some people hate it, why the devil hates it, because he wants to control the people with fear, with strife, with sin, worry, issues, drugs. Amen? But Jesus Christ came to set the captive free. Amen. Not to come and celebrate their captivity. Let's celebrate captivity this month. Let's celebrate slavery. Celebrate control of drugs and perversions and LGBTQ issues. And let's just celebrate all that stuff. Let's just let people go ahead. Let's bring euthanasia back strong and make it even stronger. Where if you're just so depressed and so despondent and so sorrowful, you can just come to the doctor's office, make an appointment, and we'll put you out of your misery and take your money. Love of money, man. That's what all these things are about, man. The drugs, the homosexual agenda, euthanasia, abortion, all the stuff the devil is using to steal, kill, and destroy is about paying somebody. Don't care about life. Don't care about the Bible. Somebody say amen, right? But Jesus is good news. Somebody say, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, amen. And Christmas, again, Lacey was telling me this week about Tim Allen. Have you ever seen the Santa Claus movies? And he's doing, I guess, a new show about Christmas, and they came to him and were criticizing Christmas and wanted to take the meaning of Christmas about, you know, the truth of Christmas, kind of out and minimize it. He's like, hey, listen, Christmas means Christ Mass. And if that offends you, that's not my problem. Basically, it's what he was saying. I don't know exactly how he said it, but something along those lines. Amen? Christmas is about Christ, people coming to Christ, and Christ coming to us. How many know before we could come to him, he had to come to us? And he did. Oh, did he? Amen? But he brought the joy. He brought joy. Somebody say, Lord, I receive joy today. Amen? But I want to look at that specific verse in verse 10 for the next few minutes here. Luke 2, verse 10. The angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. So joy can overtake the fear. You'll notice when in that story, when the angels, I mean, you can imagine these shepherds, they're out in the wilderness with all the sheep. It's dark. And all of a sudden, it says the glory of God and an angel showed up. That might have startled them. Right? Who is this? Are we about to die? Right? And the first thing the angel says, and you'll see a lot of places where an angel appears to somebody, and the first thing they say is, fear not. Right? There's other places where, you know, somebody bows down, just automatically falls on their face in front of this angel, and the angel says, hey, listen, I'm not God. I'm an angel. Don't worship me. Just stand up on your... I have a message for you. An angel shows up because they have a message for you. Right? But with God on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost now can speak to you directly, and that's even better, right? So we don't need... I'd be cool if an angel showed up, right? But they're here right now. We just can't see them. They're spirit beings. The Bible says there's times where we've you know, entertained angels unaware, where they come looking like a person or whatever. That's biblical, right? But God doesn't always just need to show off and just the glory of God show up and all these kind of things, right? But if it happens, hey, hallelujah, right? But these things are in the Bible, and these things are not mythology. This is not Cinderella, right? This is the Holy Bible. If it says that's how it happened, then that's how it happened. Right? And what was he saying? Joy! Joy to the world. Starting with these shepherds out in the field. Right? Amen. So, I want to look at a number of translations. If you have your notes there, you can see them. We have some out front if you didn't get one today. But the Amplified Classic says this: I bring you good news of great joy. Hallelujah. I bring you good news of great joy. Who's ready for some good news? What if somebody showed up and said, good news, there's a mansion for you. Here's the keys to your mansion. That'd be good news, right? Here's your Ferrari. I want you to have this Ferrari. Good news, right? I'm going to pay off all your debts. Good news. Here's your professional sports team contract. Good news, right? Well, Jesus coming is even better news because it's eternal. It's not just for now. It's forever, forever. Did you know when you walk into heaven... It's not Povertyville in heaven. There's no urgent care, no emergency room, no cemetery. Pastor James Wasonga from Kenya, when he was here, he shared. He said, there are no cemeteries in heaven. No graveyards. Hallelujah, right? And did you know there's coming a day when the graveyards on planet Earth will be emptied out? And each person will go to their eternal reward or the eternal punishment. That's what the Bible says, right? But if you have Jesus in your life, good news. If someone's not born again, bad news. No matter how rich they are, no matter how healthy they are, no matter how many friends they got, bad news. Because when this life is over, they are lost forever because they rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because of how bad they were or this or that. They did this sin, that sin, this sin. No. The only sin that they did was a sin of omission. They forgot. They neglected. They rejected the only way out of an eternal hell that was built for the devil and his angels, right? And that is Jesus. Somebody say, Jesus is good news. Amen. There's two choices, right, church? This is not complicated, right? Two choices. Heaven or hell. There's not a third choice. It's not like the gender blender, right? LGBTQ plus whatever else the devil will add. No. No. The Bible says, in that region, the Bible clearly says, and biology, by the way, clearly says male, female. That's it, right? And God says, guess what? You have two choices. And he's not going to choose for you. In this realm, God is pro-choice. Heaven or hell? Eternal glory, eternal peace, eternal joy with God and his family, or eternal punishment, eternal judgment in a place called hell. Right? God does not negotiate after death. Yes, yes, it's true. Some guy standing there before. Yes, it is true. I did not receive Jesus, but I have a really good lawyer. He's down there too. Oh. I had a lot of money. Doesn't matter. You're not richer than God, right? He doesn't need your money. Don't want the money on this planet is just going to burn. Right? I chose Jesus. I received Jesus as Lord of my life, right? Yes, but I know, but I sinned every day of my life. I was just like, I lived like the devil every day of my life. But then with my last breath on my deathbed, I said, Jesus, forgive me. Heaven, heaven, forever and ever and ever and ever. That person will go to heaven. Why? Because they came to Jesus. May not make sense to us in our human, you know, thinking and all that kind of thing, but that's all someone could ever do to make heaven is come to Jesus. And when's a good time to come to Jesus? Somebody say, how about now? How about now? The pastor last night at that church that Lindsay and I went to was taught their theme or the name, it might be the name of their church, it was kind of, but it was about being in God's presence, and her thing was, she was ministering to the kids. There was a bunch of youth there last night. And she was like, Jesus wants a relationship with you, not just on Sunday. You can be in his presence every single day. He'll help you get free of depression. That the music minister, pastor, or brother Sam was talking about how he'd had depression in his life and these crazy things that God delivered him from. And she's like, the same God that delivered Sam will deliver you. And he wants to have a relationship with you. So see, this joy we're talking about is for every day. Somebody say, everyday joy. Everyday joy. Everyday peace. When you have peace with God, you have peace with all people. They may not be at peace with you, but that's their problem. We have peace with all people if we're at peace with God. We don't take offense. We don't hate people. We don't agree with a lot of the stuff they're doing and saying. We don't support it. We don't embrace it. We're not going to put a rainbow on our church logo unless it's the Noah's Ark rainbow. That's the place that the rainbow, it's about God's mercy. Remember the flood? The flood is, again, that's not mythology. That really happened. God wiped out all of humanity except for Noah and his family because of sin, right? And he put a rainbow in the clouds and he said, now when I see the rainbow, I will remember I will never again flood the earth with water. It's a reminder of his mercy, right? The rainbow is not permission for Steve to go do whatever Steve wants to do because it don't matter. No. The rainbow is a reminder for Steve to repent. It's an invitation for Steve to come to Jesus. And when's a good time to come to Jesus? Somebody say, how about now? Right? Can you see like some people on a plane and all four engines died and they are plummeting toward the earth? When's a good time to come to Jesus? Oh yeah, but we have at least 30 seconds left till we hit. Somebody say now. And he might be able to miraculously save this thing, right? But somebody say, don't wait. Don't wait till tomorrow to come to Jesus. And then once you're with him, stay with him. You trip and fall on your face in some way, get back up and get back with Jesus. Hallelujah, right? Okay, let's move on. So, the CEB says, look, I bring good news to you. Wonderful, joyous news. Hallelujah. The CJB says, I am here announcing to you good news that will bring great joy. Somebody say, Jesus brings great joy. The first letter of his name, J, should remind us of joy. Amen? I like this one. The CEV says, I have good news for you. For who, by the way, is this for? Somebody say, for you. Does you exclude anyone? I have good news for you if you're an American. I have good news for you if you're a female. I have good news for you if your annual income is between... I have good news for you if everything is just awful and sad and everyone feels sorry for you. I have good news for you. No, it's for everybody. Everybody who will believe it. Right? I have good news for you. Somebody say, for me. Which will make everyone happy. Good news makes us very happy, doesn't it? Hallelujah, right? Make everyone happy. Did you know when you get to heaven, no one's going to be depressed? No one's going to be sad. No one's going to be mad. Somebody say, everyone is happy in heaven. Now, we're not in heaven yet, if you haven't noticed. But we can still be full of the joy of Jesus. Amen? We're not talking about a state of mind. We're talking about a spiritual gift from God that's joy. We're not talking about, well, I feel happy today. Ever have one of those days where you just wake up and you feel happy? Sometimes after a strong enough latte, I'll feel happy for about 18 minutes. Or, hey, guess what? Tomorrow's Saturday. Happy. Christmas is coming. Birthdays. Happy, happy, happy. Summertime, vacation, happy, happy. We're not talking about the emotion of happiness that fluctuates. We're talking about the joy of the Lord that can fill us up every single day. So no matter what comes against us, what emotions come against us, what bad news comes against us, we are so founded and so grounded in the joy of Jesus that it does not shake us. And other people around you will come to you and say, what do you have? Because whatever it is, I need it. And it's not a heroin kit. It's not weed or crack or a sexual relationship or this or that. Somebody say, it's Jesus. What you need, you're exactly right, brother or sister, you do need who I've got. His name is Jesus. And they'll be like, what? Jesus! You can come to him now and receive the same joy that I have. Yeah, I'm in the same boat you are in this office or this school or this business or this family or whatever it is. But Jesus is the one that's carrying me up and over all of these issues. and he can do the same for you. Did you know when Noah and his family were in the ark, they were still in the water, but they were above it. They were above it. Somebody say, Jesus raises you up above it. Whatever it is, he keeps you above it. That's why he's the Savior. Amen? And there ain't no other Savior. There ain't no other choices. Yeah, you know, Jesus, yeah, but, you know, I'd like to look at all these other gods. We don't want to be exclusive now. We want to be inclusive. We want to include all gods. Not if you want eternal life in heaven, you don't. Because there's only one. Somebody say, only one. Yeah. Hallelujah. The GW version says this. I have good news for you. A message that will fill everyone with joy. That's why we celebrate Christmas, church. And we can keep Christmas all year long. The joy of the Lord all year long, right? That will fill everyone with joy. Good news, a message that will fill everyone with joy. So the world says depression. The world says bad news. Jesus is good news. I choose Jesus. Yeah, but did you watch the news? Yeah, but did you hear the good news? The bad news was maybe today or for yesterday or something's going on somewhere. But Jesus, man, Jesus is forever. And he's going to raise me up above that bad news. Well, what about the gas prices? What about the economy? What about the elections? What about this? No. Jesus Christ can raise you up above those things. What about sickness and disease? Jesus Christ will raise me up above that. Hallelujah. Amen. I have good news for you. Wait, we're on the Phillips version now. I bring you glorious news of great joy. Hallelujah. Glorious news of great joy. The Living Bible says, I bring you the most joyful news ever announced. Now, is that a good way to say it or what? Jesus is the most joyful news ever announced. There is a Savior born. I can have my sins forgiven and removed. I can be free from every vice. I can be free of depression and suicide and all these things. And I can take that message and share it with somebody else. Glory to God. Amen. Because I bet we all know at least one person that could use Jesus' help. I'm that one person too, but you know what I'm saying, right? They're around us all the time. That's why the devil wants to get us so distracted with issues and circumstances and failures and that the people around us never get Jesus because we're so distracted with other things. Somebody say, no more. I'm staying in the joy. I'm staying in Jesus, right? The NIV says, I bring you good news that will cause great joy. So bad news causes great depression, great sorrow. Good news causes great joy. Somebody say, I choose the good news. I choose Jesus. And when's a good time to choose Jesus again? Somebody say, how about now? And how often do I need to be choosing Jesus? Somebody say, all the time. All the time. When things are going bad, Pastor Steve, no. Yeah, true. But how about when things are going good? How about today? How about every day? Right? Somebody say, choose him. Choose him. The NTE says, look, I've got good news for you. News which will make everybody very happy. Now, there are people in the world that it seems like Jesus has made them very mad. There are some people in the world that church, the Bible, faith has made them very mad. You know why? Because their father hates the church too. Their father is the devil. And he hates the church. He hates the gospel. He hates Jesus. He hates that Jesus crushed his head. So what do we do with folks like that? Somebody say, keep shining. Keep shining for Jesus. And pray. Pray for those people. Amen? It's a spiritual blindness. And there is victory. While they're still breathing, let me ask you this. Is it too late for anybody on this planet right now? Is it too late for them to be saved? Somebody say no. Now you drive past a graveyard and you look at all those graves. Is it too late for any of those people? Somebody say yes. It's too late. They made their choice. But for anybody, no matter how they sound, how they look, it's not, somebody say, it's not too late. It's not too late for them. Hallelujah. Amen. A couple more versions here. I guess just one more. Listen, the WE version says, listen, I bring you good news. Now, I love that word, listen. That means I have to be listening. It's easy to just get in the habit of listening to the bad news because it's juicy. The gossip, the slander, the strife. Social media is full of it. But there are people that have used social media for sharing Jesus. If that works for you, great. If it's a continual drain to you, turn it off. I chose to turn it off. Right? We have a YouTube channel for the church. I'm not saying forever and ever, but there's this, for me, I mean, we have a website, this kind of stuff, but I don't need that ongoing onslaught of negativity coming at me. Doesn't help me any. Now, there are some that just have no issue with that, and they can just keep preaching and be in the light. Hallelujah. Keep doing it. The Holy Ghost will show you what you should do. Amen? But we have to be listening, always listening to the good news. Listening to the Word, reading the Word, studying God's Word, studying the Bible, listening to it preached. There's a lot of places online, on social media as well, where you can hear preaching and teaching and worship and just things to help you stay connected to Jesus all week long. Somebody say, all week long, stay in the joy, right? Listen, I bring you good news, it says. This news will make you very glad. It is for all people. I like that. This news. Somebody say, this news. Which news should I be listening to? Somebody say, this news. Jesus, right? Why? Because it will make you very glad. Amen? And it is for all people. Now, have all people received this good news? No, but it's for them. They could if they wanted to, right? Somebody say, well, I want to. You know what I decided? I've been reminding the devil this past week. I'm like, you know what, devil? I'm not going to hell for anybody. If the whole world decides to go ahead and go to hell, I'm not going with them. Now, they're not all going to hell, but, you know, it can seem that way. The tidal wave of all the negativity and the issues and the just people choosing and saying things that are so anti-God. It's like, you know what? If that's the way they want to go, they can do that if they want. I'm not going with them. I'm not bringing that to church. Well, you can bring Jesus into the community too. Well, no, you need to come into Jesus' community. Oh, no, we can bring Jesus into the community that we're all talking about here. And no, you need to come into his community. Somebody say amen. Glory to God. Because it's a community of joy. There is joy and freedom in Jesus. There is slavery and bondage in the devil. I choose Jesus. How about you? Amen? Well, verse 11 says as we close, for unto you is born this day. Somebody say this day. What's a good day to come to Jesus? How about this day? Right? Unto you is born this day a Savior. Who is Christ the Lord? Well, Pastor Steve, yeah, but I don't need a Savior. I've got a good savings account. I've got good health insurance. I've got a good psychiatrist. I've got a good person in Congress. I don't need Jesus. I got a good job. I've got the government. I've got my sports team, Steve. I don't need a Savior. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Because when this life is over, it's over, brother and sister. It's over. And there's only one name that saves someone from hell. And that's not the government. That's not whatever bank institution or financial institution or Hollywood or whatever. One name. What's his name, church? Jesus. Amen? Well, Pastor Steve, I came to Jesus. You know, he's on my list. I've got him in he's in the Rolodex. He's in my phone somewhere. In my contacts, Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad. Let's see, Joe Smith. There he is. I can see he's in my contacts. Somebody say, choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. He can't be on the list. He is a Savior. He came to save me. So I had to come to him and admit to him, I need a Savior. Not so-and-so over here needs a Savior. Well, those people, Jesus, those people now, they really need you. But me, I'm okay. I'll get to you sometime. No. Somebody say, come to him now. Just admit it. Just say, Jesus, I need you. I needed you to save me. And that sense that we needed a Savior should never, ever get old. It should always be as fresh as this morning, as fresh as that pot of coffee I made this morning. Jesus, thank you for saving me from hell, welcoming me into the family of God. I choose you today. I choose you today, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. The word Savior means words like deliverer, protection, healing, preserve, to do well, to be or make whole. Right? The cool thing there to remember is, yes, he's getting us into heaven forever. We're going to pray here, right, and end the service today. But he's available for you every single day. He's not just waiting for you at the finish line to shake your hand. Right? Like, this is my mother, right? Say, I'm Jesus, and you get to heaven. Hey, wow, it's nice to meet you. No, you met him. You met him in the spirit years ago, right? You met him already. So when you get to heaven, he'll be there waiting for you, you know, and welcoming you in the clouds and the rapture, whatever. But we know him today. We know him today. He's walking with you today. Somebody say, he's walking with me today. He's my deliverer today. How many know this planet? This planet is where I need a deliverer. When I get to heaven, I don't need a deliverer anymore. I'm in heaven. I don't need a healer anymore. I'm in heaven. I don't need provision anymore, you know, financial provision and for him to supply, because I'm in heaven, man. This is the planet. Somebody say, he's for now. Amen. Let's stand up on our feet and we're just going to close in prayer. Thanks for letting me go a little bit over today, but praise God forevermore. There's plenty of football on today, don't worry. But you chose Jesus this morning. All of you, you chose Jesus. That's why you're in church today. And we're going to pray and we're just going to believe him for just a fresh dose of his joy in our life, a booster shot, of the joy of the Lord, right? Amen. Hallelujah. So maybe somebody's listening online or here today, and you just say, Pastor Steve, I want to choose Jesus for myself today, right now. If anybody here today and you just say, Pastor Steve, I want to choose Jesus right now for my life, just lift your hand to the Lord. Just say, that's me. I choose Jesus. Maybe you've never chosen before or you've been away from God. Just lift your hand to the Lord and say, that's me. I choose Jesus Christ for myself. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray a prayer for anybody listening now or later that's making that decision today. Just say, Father God, I give you my life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I thank you, Father, for your joy, for the joy of Jesus. Just everybody pray and just say, Lord, I receive the joy of Christmas, the joy of a Savior's birth in my life. And I receive you today, Father. I receive you, Jesus. I receive your joy. And in the name of Jesus, I break off every spirit of depression, every spirit of strife and worry and fear. And I say, be filled with the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is no room for darkness when the light of God's joy comes into our souls. Hallelujah. Somebody just say, welcome, Jesus. Welcome, joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.